This is Ted Kennedy. Congress is finally doing something about the confusing nutrition information labels on grocery store shelves. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, one of the unfortunate legacies of the anti-consumer Reagan years is the abdication by the Food and Drug Administration of its responsibility to protect consumers from false and misleading advertising about the food they buy. With the FDA pulling its punches, unscrupulous manufacturers are taking advantage of consumers by peddling products with labels saying low-fat, high-fiber, or low-cholesterol, even though undisclosed ingredients in the products make them unhealthy or dangerous. Now, under the leadership of Senator Howard Metzenbaum of Ohio, Congress is making up for a decade of neglect by mandating accurate and easy-to-understand nutrition labels on food. If you didn't have so much fiber between your ears, Al, you'd be supporting us, too.
Fiber between my ears? That's what's left of my hair. And only a guy with nothing between the ears would think that your food labeling legislation could be swallowed whole without gagging. You'd be a regular guy if you ate enough bran. Ted, nobody wants the hype and stupid claims some food companies put on their packages. Get rid of the false statements, but don't pass a bill that's so absurd and restrictive that even when a food is safe and healthy, you still can't be positive about it. Nuts. Your labeling bill also has each state setting individual restrictions on food labels. Massachusetts cranberries could have a different label than every other state in the union. That ain't the berries. Without a single standard, the bill would create a nightmare for the food industry. Our pal Howard never saw an anti-business bill he didn't like. Ted, just like the packages that make the false claims, let's be certain that any bill the Senate approves doesn't promise more than it can deliver, and I have a label for you. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I face off next on the need to build more state and federal prisons. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.